Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by the Maine Historical Wargamers Association. They're the folks behind Huzzah! Historical Wargaming for New England. Huzzah will take place May 19th through the 21st, 2017 at the Doubletree in South Portland, Maine. Experience some of the best historical wargaming at Huzzah! Visit www.huzzahcon.com for more information. Wargaming Recon is made possible by listeners like you. Become a Patreon backer to get behind-the-scenes content and new episodes before everyone else, starting at $1 per month. Visit wargamingrecon.com/Patreon to become a Patreon backer.
Welcome to Wargaming Recon. I am your host, Jonathan J. Reinhardt. Wargaming Recon is the only member of the TSR Podcast Network to discuss historical and New England gaming. This is episode 178, TotalCon 2017. So I want to welcome all of you to this episode. If you're new or a long time, it doesn't matter. We're here to have fun, and this is going to be a different kind of episode. So first of all, I got my buddy and co-host Adrian Benson with me. Adrian, say hi.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me again.
I'm glad you are so enthusiastic. It shows how much you care about what we do here, and I really appreciate it because, you know, our deep and long friendship means so much that you're going to take time out of your busy drinking schedule to come here today.
That's the way we're going to do it, huh? Well, you're very welcome.
Well, thank you. And then, of course, this is special because we're doing it live. We're doing it live at TotalCon. We had some hiccups. That's okay. Mistakes happen. Not our fault, but it doesn't matter. And it's better. Than it was going to be. So we are recording out of the super secret location, which is kind of neat. And we're going to have a better quality show for you because we're using a different mic. It's not using our equipment. And we got a great guy, Mr. Mike Kafis, who's over my right. You can't see him. Doesn't matter. And he's doing all our audio. Mike, you want to say hi? I know you're not supposed to, but whatever.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike. How you doing? So Mike is from the Mythwits, and you should listen to them because you can watch the live stream on Monday nights. And then we got some friends in the house. We got Patrick in the corner. Hey, Pat.
Hi.
And it's a small, intimate gathering, which is what the show is all about. So today, before I go any further, I want you to know you're not going to remember everything we talked about. And guess what? We aren't either. But that's okay, because we have the show notes. So you want to head on over to wargamingrecon.com/WR178. That's wargamingrecon.com/WR178. We'll have everything outlined there. There'll be links and all that kind of stuff because we got a great guy, Mr. Joshua Shoebridge, down in Australia, who does all that for us. And listeners will probably note I've stopped calling him my show notes monkey because he doesn't like it, and he does funny things with the audio when I say things like that. Like allowing Mr. Mike Payne, who's not here today, to have his fart in the episode because that is classy. That's what we are here. Didn't notice it until the audio came out. I was like, dude, what is that? He thought he snuck it by. He said, I didn't know what said anything, so here you go. Thanks, Josh. We love you, man. So, let's talk TotalCon. It's a new venue today, right?
Yes.
Yep. I love how you expand on everything. So this morning, it's totally out of order on what we were talking about. Plan the show and have all these notes, and we're going to talk about this, we'll talk about that, it'll be interesting. It's logical, you have progression, you have drama, build-up, and no, so we're going to move. This morning, we did an interview for a documentary, each of us separately, which was great because I got to spy on you and see what you were going to do so I could prepare. I don't like to be first with these things. Mm-hmm. And going into it, you were funny because you're like, if they're just going to ask me about me, I'm not going to talk. 15 minutes later, you're still yapping away. Can't shred you up.
It was different from what I thought it was going to be, and the interviewer definitely had, the questions kept you going. So, you know, good for her.
It was questions. Was that it?
Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, you said that they were going to ask me about me, and what can I say about me? I've been gaming for 41 years. That's it.
They did talk about the length of your gaming experience.
They did.
Something they did not bother to touch on with me. They were probably like, dude's five. What are we going to say?
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about that. No, but it honestly was really well done. Documentary's coming out end of 2017, I think.
Yeah, I think it's
late summer, early fallish.
Yeah.
Gonna make some of the film festivals, documentary film festivals. going to show at TotalCon 2018 is what I'm told. If all goes according to plan.
That's what he said.
Mr. Stephen Wallet of Nerd Rage News is doing it. A lot of industry insiders are in it. I don't know how you and I got in. I'm confused. I'm thankful.
I was very confused. I don't even know. Well, I assume you gave him my name, but
I did. Well, no,
when we're talking about industry insiders, I'm kind of an industry outsider.
How do I get on the list? This it doesn't make any sense. Okay. No, so he approached me and he's like, "Well, had a good time last year, met him and got to hang out." And he's like, "I like what you do. Would you like to come on the documentary? I want to interview you." And I said, "Wait, me? No. Because he has Tim Cast on there, and Frank Metzer, and just all these people who've actually done things. And you and I, we don't do things.
We don't do things.
We talk. That doesn't count."
No.
And so I was like, "Sure, if you want me on, you won't get me to shut up, but I'll talk. So you need someone to fill time. I will come and I'll talk." And I was like, "I got some co-hosts. Do you want them on too?" "Sure, the more the merrier." "Okay." Mm-hmm. And so hit you up. You said yes.
Yeah.
And hit up Mike Payne. He said no. Hit up, who else? Alex. Alex is like, "Dude, I'm going to be in Disney. I'm not coming." I said, "Okay, Jerk."
Yeah.
"Spend time with your family. More important than gaming." And put the word out. So we were in it. And it honestly was really well done. They were impressed with you, though. It's going to make me sound like a jerk. I was surprised.
You were surprised, yeah. You're right. It makes you sound like a jerk.
It does. No, but so going into it, you're like, first of all, you said, "I'm not going to talk." And then you're like, "I don't know what to say."
Well, the way you explained it, I thought it was going to be, they're going to be sit me down and maybe give a starter question or two. And then it was going to supposed to be like a monologue kind of thing. And I wouldn't have talked.
Yeah.
But that's not what it was like. She had a whole raft of questions that she
did it. And then Steve kind of jumped in and he was like, tell me about this and tell me about that and expand on whatever. And which is what I told you. I said, if he's any good, and he is, he's going to get you to talk, because anyone who has any experience with interviewing people can do it. And I said, I do it with you. So if I can do it, do it.
Yeah, understood. Yeah.
I mean, really.
But no, it was a neat experience. So I'm looking forward to seeing it when it comes out.
Yeah, and I liked it was done. I was worried, actually, because it was done in the lobby, right near the front doors.
Yeah, that seemed an odd choice, but
I think it's what they were given. But it was nice, because for them, they got B-roll in the back
of
the gaming going on, which was cool. The chairs were comfortable. The mics were, I was like, I don't know what they're going to do. Are they going to do, like, a shotgun mic?
Yeah.
It was a lapel mic, and they got a place really. Things were nice, actually. Yeah. Good quality audio. I got complimented, which is always nice. It makes me feel nice, because it doesn't happen. It does it.
So, why would it?
Well, true. I mean, with friends like these who need enemies. Or if I wanted to do a dad joke with friends like these who need enemies.
Right. But no, really really well done.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, not just because I might appear in it. Mm. I got paid, actually. You got paid, too.
Yeah.
We're paid actors.
We are now.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Do I still get in my pocket? No, I don't.
I do.
Dollar.
Yeah,
I do. I'm hanging on to this. Go on the wall, like those restaurants you go in.
Yeah.
Go to the Chinese restaurant and they get their first dollar made.
Yeah.
First dollar made as a... And this is going to sound dumb, but I appreciated that instead of just saying, like, here's a grubby dollar I got from the bank.
Yeah.
He went to the trouble and got something cool. It's a gold coin.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
That's very cool.
You know, you can tell they put a lot of effort into it. And I think there's going to be a lot of different perspectives on it. So you have people I mentioned, but it's... cross age, cross gender, doing a whole thing on the gaming widows, which is neat. So there's a bunch of them being interviewed.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, I wish I had known about that, because I could have had my wife come out here, actually, because I think she feels that way.
I'm trying to, I've never
go ahead.
No, I've never met your wife, but I'm trying to imagine her coming here to a room full of gamers and be like, okay, now what? It'd be like my wife, the first time she came to the local game store. She came to Battleground, the old location. And I had raved about Battleground. I love it. I'm here all the time. I'm 4 a.m. I leave or whatever. I weren't married then, but
yeah, she would have felt out of place, but she definitely would have done it. So.
She came. She looked around. And she's like, "Oh, so this is what it is." And the thing that really did it for her was she had to go to the bathroom. I said, "You know, as far as game shows go, the bathroom's pretty decent." She walked in. She said, "No, we need to leave." Never went back. And then there was some dude who was staring at her creepy too, because like a girl in a game store. How novel.
That's kind of funny. My son, Reese, he brought one of his girlfriends down to one of the zombie crawls at
Arrington. Oh, mistake.
Yeah. And she was like, what's it going to be like? And I said, do you watch Big Bang Theory? Well, tonight you're playing the role of Penny. And that's what it was like.
It can be. No, and you know, it doesn't have to be. I think there's a lot of strides being made to get people to realize it's not just a bunch of underweight or overweight men playing game. I mean, it is, but that is not. And that we need to be more welcoming towards women, and especially
But I think everybody is, though. I think that's a stereotype that really doesn't hold any water anymore.
No, but I disagree, because I think it depends on the type of game. If you do something like a role-playing game, and I think you get a lot more women in it. You do something like historical minis, I don't think you get as many.
You don't, but there doesn't seem to be as much interest either. I mean, I don't think women would be turned away. Just for whatever reason, that's not where the interest lies, or at least it doesn't seem so.
That's a good question. I don't have the answer.
I don't either.
I have no research. I was not anticipated. I can't tell you.
Certainly didn't expect to be here.
No, of course not.
On this topic, but here we are.
On the show. So the con to back up is at the Best Western Royal Plaza. I always forget to leave that in Marlborough, Massachusetts. Rooms are actually pretty affordable for pricing.
Yeah,
$129 a night for standard rooms. You get a fancy room for $159. We do not have a fancy room.
We do not.
We're split in a room. Main difference I can tell is fancy rooms have nicer decor. They get a fridge and a microwave.
Yeah.
And, you know, then you can keep things cool. Although, you're not allowed to bring in food or beverages.
Well, no, nobody would do that, but it's still nice to have the refrigerator in there for, you know, medicine and things like that.
But then you can order takeout. Delivery, really.
Right.
So then you could put that in.
Right.
Which,
if we had one, is what we would do. Since we don't have one.
Of course we would.
We don't have anything.
I mean, I might have prescription medication. Who knows? But we will never find out, because it's not... Which is weird. Because I don't... If they're going to allow delivery, I don't understand the point.
There's a lot of things going on here that I don't understand. That's one of them.
I'm a confused guy. My life is one of which I spend a lot of time confused. What else should we... Let's talk about some of the good things about the hotel in general that we like.
Okay, you start.
So, I like that it's a larger venue because you can fit more people. The con's growing, which is a good thing.
It is a good thing, and the parking is incomparably better than at the old location.
So many
spots. So it does have that going for it. Yeah.
I know we're not doing cons, but I get a pet peeve about the parking. That there's definitely more of it, but at the old place, there was a million entrances to the place, and there was close parking to all of them.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just the way the place is designed. The other place was a two-floor kind of a...
Well, true.
Not really
here
a motel area, but yeah, it's
just
a different design. You can't fault them for that. I mean, it's not like you pull up the front door, it's no big deal, but...
If one was smart, instead of like what I had done, I spent half an hour trying to bring a few things.
Well, that's what I did too, except I had your help, but yeah, overall, I think... As far as, what would you say, the physical plan of the place, much better. Much, much better.
Yeah, it was very well thought out. I think it was good, too, that how they actually have the convention space designed. Yeah. You have some large rooms, some really big ballrooms, which is great, so you can do a lot of larger gaming. You can have tons of board games, but then there's tons of smaller rooms for more intimate gatherings. They do, like, the Phoenix Gaming, so really themed events that can take place there, instead of saying, like, here's a small corner of this gigantic room for you to do your whatever in. Yeah. And you can't hear anyone. You want to be able to hear in the smaller rooms. You can have all that kind of... So you can kind of do... TSR has their own room. The Hudson Room, it's a TSR playroom, which is neat. So TSR events... TSR role-playing game events are in the room.
Right.
And so you can do that kind of stuff, which is very cool. And, I mean, we talk about parking. Huge.
Yeah.
To quote our president, huge! is... that's going to get me the hate mail.
Not from me.
I know.
So now that's going to get you more hate mail.
Yes, it is. Love them or hate them. It's so much fun to make fun of them. So,
I agree with that.
Yeah. But tons of parking. And then this is perhaps my biggest thing that I love about this location. It is right next door to the Indian place for food.
Oh, yeah. Tandoori Palace.
Oh, my God. So dinner was great there.
Yeah, it was. And not expensive. $12
$12 for a buffet. Yeah. Really, really good food.
And that's another good thing about this location as opposed to the old location. I mean, there was stuff around the old location, but it wasn't convenient to get to. Here, it's just you go out of the parking lot, you turn left, and there's your choice of...
It's everything.
Yeah.
You want Dunkin', you go
there's
5 minutes
McDonald's,
down the road.
There's Panera, there's anything.
There's a Hannaford, 5 million different places to eat, whatever you like.
Yeah, it's just... It's
you could do your shopping, go to Staples, you could do whatever.
Yeah, you get bored of the con, yeah.
And down the road from it, at least this weekend anyway, was that motorcycle event
show,
or whatever, which you never made to, but that's okay.
No time. I thought it was going to be, but as usual, I was wrong.
You were wrong, as usual. I want that on the record, everyone, because usually I'm the one who's wrong, and not this time around. Let's talk about some of the things we didn't like.
Restaurant.
Yeah, restaurant was terrible. Not in,
inexcusably
not
terrible.
In the food, because we wouldn't know.
Yeah, we couldn't tell you what the food is like because we never actually got to get any food in the restaurant.
So Friday night, right, we go and we're like, okay, let's go. It's dinner time. We'll go down. We'll eat before a game we're going to be in.
Yeah.
I swear we had enough time.
We were there about an hour and 15 minutes before the game started. That should have been plenty of time.
And the person at the counter, which you had to go down these steps to try to find this person, like you're going into a dungeon or whatever. And you go up to her and you're like, okay, table for two. And she's like, yeah. So it's going to be 25 minutes at least.
25 minutes to 35 minutes. And there were empty tables.
There were empty tables. If it's packed, they're behind or they get stuff to line. Okay, wait, that's fine.
Yeah.
Empty and, space.
And the problem is we were two people and they didn't want to put us at a table that would seat four people.
I can understand.
That was the problem.
But at the same time, if it's between giving a table for four to two people who are going to eat,
yeah,
maybe talk about it, tell other people
and
to come.
And four people who may not
and
show
pay.
Up.
So we got the heck out of Dodge because we didn't have time for waiting around.
Which was fine. That's how we ended up at Tendori Palace.
Yes. And I tell you, I had dreams about that because...
I don't even want to hear about
it. The Nun. Oh, my God. It was so... We try to keep the show family friendly, so I can't talk anymore about the Nun. Thank you.
He was very fond of the Nun.
If we were still doing Geeks Explicitly,
fond of the Nun,
it'd be like the ice cream episode. For anyone who wants to look that up, geeksexplicitly.com. And listen to the ice cream episode. It's not for the ears of little ones. But oh my, it was so...
It was good.
And then that spinach thing that they did, it was like deep fried spinach clusters or whatever. Yeah. And oh my,
yeah.
It was very nice. What else didn't we like? Restaurant.
We're not done with the restaurant.
No, we're not. Thank you, because there's a lot to say about this restaurant.
Because tonight we wanted to go and have dinner at the restaurant
because our
game ended at 5.
Well, no, let's back up first. Let's talk about lunch today.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because we couldn't get into the restaurant then either because they post in your room, right? In the book, it says when it opens.
11 o'clock, but it doesn't. It opens at 11:30.
Sign on the restaurant says 11:30 to whatever. So we're like, whatever. So we go to the bar eventually after we walk around because we couldn't get a seat.
And did manage to get sandwiches at the bar, which was pretty cool because by this time we're starving.
But at the same time, it took us like 15 minutes to get a check because the guy's looking at us, going around. I'm going to help these people who just showed up say, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Instead of, we got our bills right here, we got our cards right there, everything.
There. All you had to do was pick it up and do the swipey thing.
And you're done. And I said, I looked at you, I said, should we just charge it to the room because we can, oh no, what's the difference? And then we didn't have pens anyway. You went, you found a pen at the register.
Well, I saw the box or the pens sitting in the cup by the register, so yeah, I just went and got one, but it's like...
Shouldn't have to.
No, shouldn't have to.
And it wasn't busy. I need to...
No, it wasn't busy at all, and he had a helper, although his helper was questionable, but...
I think he was pissed at the helper because... I feel bad for the guy who was helping him because it was clear English not his first language.
No, he said that.
I'm trying to cut him some slack. But he had trouble. So the bartender says to him, okay, they're going to have food. Do a setup. So the helper comes up and says, food?
Yeah.
And I said, yes. And I guess he speaks French fluently. And I have some French. I would have butchered it. He could have made fun of me. Whatever. But I should have been like, oui, because then he would know I've said yes. So instead he goes, okay, and then he left. And then he came back.
Yeah.
Food.
Well, that was part of the bartender's problem, and I don't blame him for that, is he had to manage that guy in addition to all the work that he had to do.
So the bartender says, okay, give him napkins. So he gives us, like, these cocktail napkins.
Cocktail napkins.
And bartender goes off on him. Those are not for food. They are for beer. Use these. And the guy looked at him like...
What did I do wrong? I don't think he understood what the guy was saying to him.
I think he's just like, he's angry at me. What do I do? Do I surrender?
And the bartender was no joke. He was this friggin' angry-looking
biker
guy.
Oh, he was such an angry guy.
I mean, he treated us okay, but, you know, it's like, if he was pissed off at you, you'd take a step back, you know?
I think he was waiting to see, like, who he could get mad at. I don't know. So, yeah, then fast forward to dinner.
Dinner. We find the lady at the hostess.
And same lady.
And I walked down there and she said, how many is it going to be? And I said, three. And she went off and said, oh, I don't know if I can accommodate three. Let me see. And here again, I counted them, there were eight empty tables.
Eight.
Some of them were dirty, needed to be bussed.
It's a quick thing that you pick up the stuff, quick wipe, in literally 2 seconds.
She walked all over the frickin' restaurant. Comes back and said, yeah, I can't seat three.
No, she said, oh, how many did you say? Four.
And because I'm honest, which is just the stupidest thing you can be.
I was not expecting this.
I said, no, no, it's going to be three of us. Oh, I can't seat three.
So then she's like, she says, 25 minute wait. Go wait over there. She's trying to get rid of us.
And
so
John is like, well, if we were four, could we get a table?
She's looking at me. She's like, well,
because she knows
three.
She's being scammed.
Of course. And I think she was pissed off at us.
Well, and the thing is, she said, no, I don't really have a table for four. I have a table that'll seat six. And then the guy behind us is like, oh, I got six people.
Because so, yeah, I was like, well, I'm not going to push if six.
Yeah, if you've actually got six people, fine, pal, take that. But the point is, it's
I would have made a person out of like paper mache or something for us to get the table.
I understand. I've been told that TotalCon is the biggest event they've ever hosted at the hotel. Blah blah blah. I don't care. I have enough people. All they needed was to bust the tables.
They need to be prepared.
Yeah.
How do you not... You know in advance you're having an event of this magnitude. Yeah. So maybe you don't know what to expect, but you staff it properly. You explain.
You know you're going to need extra
And they
people.
Had a simplified menu. So it's not like they had to do all this crazy stuff. In bussing tables...
And the problem was the tables...
Introductory work, right?
Yeah, exactly. The money they lost from us, the three of us not going there and eating, they could have paid for three guys.
Well, and there was a line behind us of people who then turned around
and left. Yeah.
So we were with our buddy Carrie, and he used to be in the hotel biz, and he said something like, it was easily a loss of $500, and with the way the line was going, probably, if they do it every hour on that, or they probably do, loss of $5,000.
Yeah, and I mean, I get you got problems and stuff, but it's like, it's so simple. If the only problem is the table's not clean, then that's why you're not seating people.
Yeah.
That's...
She's like, I guess I can go and bus them.
I guess you can, but she didn't.
I guess either you need to find who's supposed to do it, find out why they can't, or then do. And there's reasons why things aren't going to get done. Maybe they're legit, maybe they're not, but honestly, you know it's dinner time. You know it's a gigantic event.
Yeah. And if we hadn't been on a time schedule, I mean, waiting 20 minutes would probably have been okay.
Yeah, but we had to get back.
We're on a time schedule.
Because we're doing the live show.
Anyway, restaurant at the hotel, 0 out of 10.
Oh, I'm so mad at the restaurant. And I got to tell you, this might surprise some people, made me miss Pike's Peak from the old hotel. Because I never had a problem getting food there, except for the first year when they had a really big menu, but they simplified it, so they made it easier.
Yep.
You know when you needed to go, so I never had to wait. I always got what I wanted. It was always good. No problem whatsoever. Great service, great food. Yeah. Everything was fantastic. I can't tell you what the food was like at the restaurant here, because they wouldn't let us get in.
In their defense, though, the former location had a lot of experience with TotalCon. They knew what to expect.
They did, except they had a new management company who came for the last year. That's and even then, true. Didn't have any trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, so, that's true.
No excuse.
So
it's not like, we happen to have a gigantic gaming convention in here. Tons of people are going to sell out the hotel, probably. We don't know what to do. We just found out 5 seconds ago. No, they knew.
They knew a year in advance.
It's booked.
Yeah.
Come on, people.
So anyway, that's a negative.
Yeah, restaurant. That was huge.
Yeah.
Two thumbs down, no doubt. Let's talk about the hotel room. So I got there before you did. We had bugs.
I didn't see the bugs, so I'm taking your word
for it.
Well,
you saw one of the ladybugs.
Okay,
I don't want it to sound like there was cockroaches or like
or
the ladybugs
or anything like
there
that.
There wasn't that. Yeah. I need to be fair. But even so, you go to a hotel, you don't expect to see like a gigantic blood stain on the floor. There wasn't a blood stain. You don't expect to see a horde of bugs on your wall and window. So I call up and I say, okay, hey, we got bugs here. And they're like, oh, ladybugs? And I happen to see online that a lot of people were talking about ladybugs being an issue.
Oh, really?
In their rooms. And I'm like, uh-huh. So maybe you do a quick sweep because hotel staff, the housekeeping's coming by. I don't know. Just a thought.
Yeah.
They snuck in commando all ninja-like after. They're gone. We can go in now. We like that wall. I said, why, yes. Oh, okay. Well, you know, it's because the weather is nice. That might be. But cleanliness matters, okay? Yeah. So they responded super fast. I give them credit. I was actually doing a live stream complaining about the bugs because I was like, oh, man, I'm not happy about having to drive here. And then this. And then I hear knock, knock, knock. And I'm like, oh, I'm doing a live stream and I'm making fun of them. And so the guy comes in. He's like, you wanted a vacuum? And I'm like, no. I get bugs.
Close.
And he looked at me like I had two heads. And so I say to him, I called about the ladybugs. Yes, you wanted vacuum. Ladybugs. So he comes. He's like, where? On the window? because, again, I guess they were expecting. Yeah. And so I said, yes, please. So he goes and he's spotting them. And I'm like, thank you so much for coming. And I appreciate it because they could have been like, we don't care. We're just going to wait. So, you know, you have problems.
I don't think you're going to find too many hotels when somebody complains about bugs are going to say tough luck.
No, but do you know what? They might wait. They might be like, we're busy. Yeah, we've got 14 other rooms that have bugs in it. We're not going to come to you right away. But they came. Yeah. So I give them credit for that, but they shouldn't have had to come.
No, I agree. But there was a problem they took care of. That's kind of okay.
How about the elevators?
The elevator's kind of an issue.
Big issue. You've
got one central bank of four elevators. There's only six floors in the hotel. And I don't understand anything about how you like synchronize elevators or make them work. Or what kind of procedure you could go through so that somebody on the first floor doesn't have to wait 7.5 minutes for an elevator to come down. And, yeah.
You they're push just, a button, this is go up or down.
Yeah, they're just really slow.
They're very slow.
Part of that's volume. I mean,
it might be.
Yeah, there's a lot of people here, obviously.
But but it's not just volume. So, like, we got on the elevator, right, to come up. And we come on, and it's just us. And it waited, and waited, and it waited.
Yeah.
And then it waited more. Okay, you wait a little. I get it. There's like a timing issue or something.
Yeah.
But it waited like 15, 20 seconds beyond what it should have waited. Close the door. It didn't even close the door until I pressed the button. I'm like, okay.
No, that's true, yeah.
And then got stuck.
I didn't get stuck.
No, you did not. I got stuck because elevators hate me. Not permanently. So again, it was just temporary. But I was told again that was a common issue. Guy was stuck in the elevator with me. Said, oh, this again.
Oh.
And then,
that's what you want to hear.
And then I was like, oh my goodness. So then it went all the way up to the sixth floor. And it opened the doors and went, ding! And the girl, and I'm like, no one's here. And then it went, and then we went down to the fifth floor and went, ding! Every floor. And no one's getting on. I'm like, what the heck? Am I going to die in this elevator?
Just you could have gotten out at any point when the doors opened if you were nervous. Now, I know
you, I should have
gotten
out.
You would rather die than walk down the stairs, but I'm just saying.
It's a sad but true analysis of what is going on because I was like, I'm on the fifth floor. I'm not walking down five flights of stairs. There's a reason why I look the way I do, and that is one of them. Let's talk about distance, and I know you don't think this is a problem.
I don't, and I'm a little surprised that you do. It took you, what, less than an hour to get here?
Yeah, it was...
You live in New England, right? So New England is this unique area of the country where when you ask somebody how far something is away, you don't get a distance, you get a time. And anywhere you want to go in New England, from wherever you're at...
It matters!
It's at least a half an hour or 45 minutes.
You want to go to the corner store...
So how can you consider it's an 45. Hour to drive out to this hotel to be a big deal?
Okay, so I'll tell you why. So first of all, I get annoyed that I have to drive 22 minutes to go to work. I want 5 or 10 minutes.
All right, I'm not sure what that has to do with Total Con, but okay.
No, but this explains my annoyance about traveling distance. The location of the other place, it was just far enough that I could get to and didn't, you're in the car, but it didn't really bother me. I'm like, I got to drive all the way out to Marlboro. It's all the way, like, it's out there. Like, I don't want to go out there.
It's less than an hour from your house.
I live... Like, here, you know, we're almost...
Nobody can see you doing that.
I know, because... But I live literally right outside of Boston.
Okay,
we both do.
Yeah.
And Boston's as far east as you can get in the state. Shouldn't have to be going to the center of the state.
Where would you like them to have the convention so that it's convenient for you?
Okay, no, not just for me, but what I find interesting... And I know there's a lot of reasons why they moved. But what I find interesting is... I mean, they're based in Rhode Island, so it's not like it's exactly convenient for them either.
Yeah, true.
So... They want Mass because then they're drawing people from northern New England. From New York. I get it. It makes sense. You want it near the highways so people who come from Maryland or whatever can come up. I get it. It makes sense. However, they got to schlep all the stuff from, you know, Rhode Island and everything.
Yeah.
Let's go all the way to Marlboro because that's a lot of fun.
They're probably not like you. I'm thinking that they're probably thinking the trip up from Rhode Island, even if it takes them 2.5 hours, probably not a big deal.
I know I'm being a curmudgeon. But hey, it annoyed me.
Okay. Did not annoy me one bit.
No, I know it didn't. But I tell you, it's one thing that makes me think, do I want to come back?
Really?
It just, I don't want to spend the distance.
You'll drive up to Huzzah, and that's, what, 2 hours, 2.5 hours?
I don't drive.
You make Trisha drive.
My wife drives it. If I had to drive, we would go every so... Actually, I tell you, I love it going. But if I wasn't contractually obligated to go, I would think twice about going every year, just because of the drive.
The more I find out about you, the more questions
I have. How does this shock you? You've known me so long. How does this surprise you?
It does.
It shouldn't, though. You know I'm an odd duck.
Yeah, okay, if you want to put it that way.
It's just who I am. You got to love me for how I am.
Okay, sure.
Okay, let's talk about some of the games we played. So we played Frostgrave.
Yeah, yep. First time playing that.
Great. Michael Johns ran it. He was on the show.
Amazing table. I've never seen a table like that before.
One of the nicest looking tables ever. Yeah. An amazing game master.
I used to think Mike Payne's table should always win best table at any show, but now I'm not so sure.
No, definitely not.
That was he had amazing scenery.
If you're not familiar with Frostgrave, think of it like Mordheim, or like doing.
I don't know if you can say that. Could that cause some kind of?
Well, I know I don't talk about GW for reasons, but. Or kind of like doing a dungeon in WoW.
So yeah, it's a dungeon crawl is all it is. You get your party of...
It's like going into Strat.
5 to 7 people. And yeah, exactly.
You go into Stratholme, yeah. And that's what it is.
It is strictly a dungeon crawl.
It is.
Kill the monster, take its
treasure. Open world, whoever gets more points wins.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah, but you have...
Frozen City.
Yeah, it's skirmish. Cool. It's kind of a neat background.
Has wizards, so that gets me in.
Yeah.
I do love a good wizard.
Yeah, the wizard is like the party leader. But no, a very, very fun game. And you could have as many parties on the table as you want to, but it's competitive play, so it's, you can cooperate against the monsters, the mobs, whatever you want to call them, or you can, you know, kill your buddy kind of thing. It's...
Or you could apparently be mean and try to steal health from a gigantic monster.
That's true. You could wait until one of the players has been spending the entire game beating on those massive frost giant who's worth a bazillion points. Wait until he gets it down to 2 points of health. Then try to kill steal it from him so that he'll rage.
Who would do that?
I don't know who would do that, but he would be a massive, massive jerk.
Who would do such a thing?
Nobody at this table, certainly.
No, certainly not anyone who looks anything like me, that's for sure.
That dude was unhappy, though.
And you know, I don't blame him. I really don't.
No, I don't either.
But there's a but in here. Because there's always a but. So first of all, I didn't think I was going to kill it.
No, your chance was low, but still.
My wizard needed some health because he was just not lasting. He was almost flatlining. I need something nearby. And Patrick was up against some weird troll creature. And I actually thought that was going to go down, so I'm like, I don't want to take the kill away.
Yeah.
This thing's big. He's got it close, whatever that means.
Yeah.
And if I was successful, I'd get 3 life.
Yeah.
3 life's probably not going to kill a gigantic thing that he's been doing like 2 damage to every turn. It turns out it would have.
This is your story, though. But what he said was
fact.
It's got 2 health left. You knew how much health it had left.
No. I think you are confused.
I know for a fact I'm not. But we'll let it go.
We will have to because you're wrong, and that's just how it is. But great game, though. Would play again?
It was. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Played again. I bought the rules when it first came out and read through the rules.
It's very well done.
Yeah, it seemed like it would be fun.
Considering it's Osprey, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, they've released so many rules, and some of them are really good, and some of them are, you know, not.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're kind of hit or miss.
Let's talk about both,
actually. These are definitely a hit. Okay.
Because Frostgrave, I mean... Anything else you want to say about Frostgrave? No.
There was, but then you sidetracked, and now I don't remember, so go ahead.
I'm bolt so action. Good at that. So, Bolt Action.
Yep.
Bastion Battle of the Bulge.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want to say?
Well, you were listed as Game Master, so it's your game, so maybe you should talk about it, right?
I'm told I have a tendency to steal things from people this year at Total Con. Games, potential kills. Do you want to... have a therapy session, we can just get it out now.
No, share with
the listeners.
So, yeah, bold
bare
action.
Your soul about how I've wronged you.
I think everybody knows.
I think they know absolutely who is right and who is wrong. So as a game master...
Tell us all about it. Tell us what the scenario was. I bet you don't even know.
We were...
You don't have the slightest clue.
No.
What was the name of the town?
The who?
No clue. Okay, so yeah, it was Bolt Action. If you're not familiar with it, it's a tactical level, squad level skirmish game, World War II rules. So we ran a Battle of the Bulge scenario. Christmas of, you know, December 25th, 1944, Germans are trying to take Bastogne for the last time. So the Germans had to push through the American airborne defensive screen and get troops off the table, 101st Airborne. And
nuts.
It was actually surprising. Yeah, we play tested the game a couple of times, and it's I don't know, it seemed 50-50, but this was bloodier than a lot of the playthroughs.
I felt really bad, though, for some of the play. So, we were sold out, and then some people didn't show up, which kind of annoyed me a little bit.
Yeah, we had two people who didn't show up, so whoever you were, thank you.
And things come up, I get it, but I'm not annoyed because they didn't show up. I'm annoyed because they didn't show up, and then there was a kid who wanted to play, and we had to turn her away.
We had to tell them, now we're full.
Because we're full, and they should be coming, and whatever, so we have to wait.
That was kind of our fault. We should have told them to hang around until we knew.
To be fair, your fault. Because...
because you're listed as the game master, but it's my fault. See, it says it right there on your...
because I had to double check with them. I wasn't at the table. I had to leave to double check with the con staff to make sure that we were actually full up. Because they're like, well, you're in the book, which means you're not pre-sold. You're not sold out. So they had to go and check out registration, whatever. So I said, should I come? Should I hang here? We'll come back and tell you. So I had to wait for them to... I don't know when they were coming back. You were at the table.
All right, so it was my fault.
So thank you. Thank you. Does it make you feel better to let that free and just... the truth.
It does. Yeah, you're right.
I thought it might. So I feel bad, though. So we had four people show up.
Yep.
A dad and his two boys.
Mm-hmm.
And we had another guy, repeat gamer, who's come to our stuff before.
Yeah, we ran, Muskets and Tomahawks 2 years ago. We've played
done
that.
Black
yeah.
Powder, he's done too.
Yeah.
And the dad and his two boys, they were playing the Americans. And
they were playing the Germans.
Sorry, thank you.
Were you even at the table?
I was not at the table because I was getting texts from, like, everybody. It's no, but you're right, Germans. And first time any of them were playing the game.
Yeah.
No real experience with it. And the scenario really depends on you as a German player being aggressive. You have to keep on moving every single turn. Yeah. You can't just sit there. And if you're someone who's a little hesitant, you're not sure, like I turtle in games is what I do.
Yeah.
I would lose. Okay, I'm here. I don't want them to shoot me. I'm not going to do it. And that's kind of what they did. They spent a lot of time. Maybe we should do this. Maybe we should do that. We don't know, whatever. And I get it. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah,
it's hard. But a lot of time they didn't move. They didn't shoot. They didn't do anything.
The scenario is not... yeah, I mean, the way we ran it, you're right, it relies on the Germans just moving. And it's like the first couple of turns, they didn't move as far as they could have moved. You know, there were some mistakes and stuff, but it's, you know, they're trying to think about all these tactical things. It's like, oh, how can we do... You don't have to worry about that as a German. Just get guys on the table and run. And that's part of the reason the Germans are have more than twice as many troops as the Americans do.
Yep.
The Americans can't kill them fast enough if you keep moving, and all you got to do is get off the other side of the board. So all you got to do to win that scenario is keep moving.
I kind of wanted to just go up to them and say, doesn't matter. None of this matters. You can lose half your guys. Doesn't matter. Just move.
You have to get one but guy.
It's
one
kind of mean to go up to them and say,
you win.
What yeah. you want to do doesn't matter. You're playing.
Well, that's the thing. You know, you want them to figure it out on their own. So obviously, they're not going to do that. That's dumb.
No, and I mean, it's rude. You can't go up to them and say,
nah,
you know,
play it the way you want
to
play.
I know better than you for what to do. You don't do that. I mean, you've designed the scenario. I played it with you. So I've been able to see what kind of works and what doesn't. Yeah. They don't have that experience.
No. But and they hadn't played the game before. Sometimes that matters. But everybody seemed to have a good time, which is the most important thing. I think everybody would play it again.
Yeah.
Bolt action is a good set of rules to run out of con. It's simple to pick up. The mechanics aren't complex or anything. So.
Speaking of the game, we had some trouble finding our table.
We had some trouble finding our table again.
Not our fault.
And when you ask the miniatures wizard guy, where's our table, and he...
There was no map for them.
He doesn't know. He had
was
no
confused.
Map. He said, you're on table 8. Okay, cool. Which one's table 8?
Yeah, you couldn't tell.
We didn't know. He didn't know.
You were standing in the entryway, looking at all the space in the minis room.
Yeah.
Okay, table 8. Like, which one's table 1? Which one's table... I don't know.
Yeah, and he finally did point us to the right table, but he wasn't sure it was the right table.
No.
At least I don't think he was.
No, he was not.
Because
he even said, okay, you're table 8, because they had that written down on their list.
Yeah.
And he's like, so this is 1, 2, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, or is this 1, 2? And he goes the other way, which would put us completely opposite.
And it's like, this has been a problem every single time we run something here. And I'd probably get more upset about it than I should.
You do. It honestly doesn't bother me a whole lot.
Why is it hard? Here's what you do. If the tables are numbered, put a number on the friggin' table. It's really that simple.
Or have a map. if you don't want to have a number on the table, because I can get why you might not want that, it clutters, whatever.
Yeah,
have a map. And they had a map, too. It was online. It was in the online event grid.
All right, we can talk about advanced table numbering, where it's not going to clutter the table, where you like have a little banner or something or a sign.
No, but like this map, table. It was literally, it's on the TotalCon website. So it was great, because they released it, and they had the book in PDF format and everything.
Yeah.
And, oh, we have this event grid, so you can see where they are going to be in the room and everything.
Yeah.
So have a computer in there. You have Wi-Fi for the hotel.
Yeah.
And just, okay, this is a station. This is where the Minis people are going to come and ask questions.
There's a have number this, of ways you can solve the problem.
Or print out
my
the map.
Thing is, I don't care how you solve the problem, but when I go to the coordinator in the Minis area and say, where is my table, I don't want them to guess.
Yeah, they should just
because
know.
Because we've had it happen before.
Every year.
Where we've started setting up
on
a table.
Oh, we had to move.
And we had to move because it was the wrong table.
And then remember, there was one or two years where someone else was told the wrong table.
They were set up, and we had to make them move.
It was a new gaming company, and they were doing demos. So first of all, they weren't supposed to do demos on there, so they got in trouble for that.
Yeah.
But then they were like, we're going to do demos on this table because we think it's here.
Yeah.
And it was the table we were supposed to use, so we're like, what do we do?
Yeah, so anyway, the table is always a problem. It drives me out of my mind because it's such a simple thing.
It is. And I agree with you. It doesn't make me upset, but it is a very simple fix.
Yeah.
Those quick fixes are ones you should get the low-hanging fruit people. You do it, and you're fine.
Yep.
I don't know how they can solve this, but I think there needs to be a better way to handle the travel logistics of stuff in the convention. So, like, you have, like, these things in one corner, these in the other. But, like, to do any of those, everyone still, someone needs to get on those elevators. And so you're waiting.
Oh, here we go with the elevators.
I spent half my life on these elevators. Waiting for these elevators. Like, what is this? More time doing this than actual gaming. I don't get it.
Well, I mean,
and I don't know what the answer is. I don't
know there is an answer for that. The hotel's fairly, it's fairly spread out, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah, I guess. Meanwhile, our room was in Siberia and took us forever to get to anything. Got my steps in. I'm told by our cohort here that kids were pressing all the buttons.
Ah, okay. That makes sense because there's that.
Oh, the hockey group.
Freaking hockey. Yeah, Youth Hockey League is here too doing something. Didn't even think of that. So
I
rescind
either.
Most of my complaints about the elevator. That is definitely
so
a problem.
So I will rescind some of that.
Yes.
And hopefully in the future, the con just sells out the whole place.
Yeah,
and we don't have this problem.
Think about that.
Because as mature adults and gamers, I would hope that we won't be pressing on all the headset.
I was thinking about something else. I wasn't laughing about that.
I need to own up to the fact that someone really annoyed me by cutting into one of the elevators, and I couldn't get in. I'm waiting, so I was like, and they go right in. And so last minute, I pressed all the buttons. I was like, and I was a jerk. I apologize. But in that moment, I was so like, what? I'm right here.
Did you say, do you know who I am? Did you try that? Do you know who I am?
It was very juvenile, and I apologize. It was one of those rare moments that sometimes I don't behave in the way I'm supposed to. In the way I expected myself. So that was a problem.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so overall impressions this year of the con. I know we still have stuff we can do.
Yeah, we got a few more things to go.
Doing some open gaming and that kind of stuff.
Overall impressions are really very positive. It's so much better than the other location, at least in my opinion. I mean, it's got some issues, but I don't think there'll be issues next year. Not if they're paying any attention at all and want people to come back.
I hope not.
I mean, I'm talking about the hotel here. Primarily thinking about the restaurant.
I gotta say, despite all these problems, and I think there's a lot of issues here. More for me, just because I'm a curmudgeon, and I get that. So I'm not.
Which is funny, because I'm the old guy.
You are, but you bring it out in me.
Oh, so this is my fault too.
Okay. Yes, it is. All
right.
Yeah, go on. Say what you want to say. I know you want to say. Just say it.
No.
Just say it.
No.
Thank you for your restraint, unlike me with those buttons in the elevator. You do bring it out.
I'm an adult.
You are. You're a grown up. Unlike me, because I look like I'm 5. No, I don't blame the con for any of this. I really don't.
No.
Even like,
except the table numbering.
I still don't blame him for that, because if it wasn't us being a pain in the ass about stuff.
That I'm a pain in the ass because I want to know where I'm supposed to set my game up?
Because you let it bother you so much. If you didn't let it get to you, if you're just like, things happen in life. I'll deal with it. Because again...
And you know that's exactly how I am.
I know
that's my entire personality.
You are the happy-go-lucky
sort.
Stuff just
rolls off my back.
No, but seriously, things happen in life. It's never going to go your way.
Oh, yeah.
But if you can turn something that's just a mistake or whatever, and you make the best out of it, you flip it around. If you can do that, yeah. Or the way that they address the situation, the bugs, right? The ladybugs. Mm. I was annoyed by it.
Yeah.
It's a problem. Shouldn't be. But they handled it very quickly and appropriately.
Right.
Except for that one that
escaped. And you then accepted that.
I did.
You've missed your calling. This gaming podcast is not your thing.
It's
you
not my thing.
Should be a life coach.
I should be a life coach. So you're unhappy with your life, are you? Really? Why don't we go to our mailbag? So mailbag's one of the segments that I love about the show, because people can write in and say things that they like, and things they don't like, prefer constructive criticism. So we had someone write in on our Facebook page, wargamingrecon.com/Facebook, talk about our last episode. That was actually not the last one, but the one before, episode 175, Cigar Box Battle Mat Review. So listener Alyssa said, quote, "I do like their mats," unquote, and I agree with her. Those Cigar Box mats, they are great. We used in the game today.
We did. We used the Tundra map. It got one or two unflattering comments that were uncalled for. You know the ones I'm talking about. But yeah. It is a great product. It really is.
Well, and people, they liked it. People kept on coming up from around. We have these really soft. Can we feel the mat? It's a little creepy, maybe.
Yeah, can I feel your material?
But except for the fact they did it because they heard me talk about it. So
yeah.
Did the video unboxing and then did the show. And everything is so soft. I want to cuddle it. And
yeah, just, no, they're a great product. They're a good size. They're bigger than the average 6x4 table, which is good.
6x4 plus.
Yep.
They got the new ones out now, 60-inch rounds.
Yep. Perfect. The nice thing about that is you can put hills underneath the mat instead of having to have textured hills or whatever on top, so I like that. It's a more natural look. Another great product. I love them.
Pretty affordable.
Yeah, they're not too bad. Not too bad.
I think that's not my words. Affordable. I'm quoting Alex, who thinks they're very affordable. I don't think they're super expensive, but I think they're a little bit of a luxury item. But
they're definitely a luxury item. I mean, obviously, you could just go get a piece of green or white felt.
They look so much better though.
Oh, yeah,
high quality.
Absolutely.
You can throw them in the washing machine. It's great.
Yeah, which is nice because gamers spill things.
They do. Some more than other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Listener Chris also wrote in about that episode and said, quote, "Hot smats do the same thing, but the patch isn't as garish," unquote. I got to say, they do have a large cigar box mat patch. It's a printing on it, but it's on the underside, so it doesn't bother me.
Oh,
but
it's
it has
only,
a logo.
You can't see it. I don't care.
I don't think you can notice it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't bother me. Some people, you're not going to like it. It's made out of the felt, which is really nice. What else do we want to say? You got other stuff you want to say?
About the mats in particular? Not really.
Mats, anything, really. Life, your life goals. I am your coach.
Yeah, we'll talk about that off show.
So, we should thank our Patreon backers for backing the show, because it keeps the show on the air.
Which we all want.
Of course we do.
We all want that.
We want it. So I want to thank Patrick, Chris Parker from dayofbattlegames.com, and Kyle from Vermont for their support on Patreon. You too can become a Patreon backer for as little as $1 a month. Gets you episodes before non-backers and behind-the-scenes content. And then we have a bunch of different rewards. You can get all sorts of stuff. You can get t-shirts. You can get a postcard mailed to you. Custom dice. We use the dice and the thing, measuring tape, bumper stickers. There's all sorts of stuff. You can be thanked in the show. We have a goal, which is, it's really weird the way Patreon does goals. So you can set up a thing like, one of our goals right now is we want to be able to afford better equipment so we can record in person with people. Generally, what we got to do today, notwithstanding, you have to be in your house.
Yeah.
I got to connect with you via YouTube Lives / Google Hangout on Air.
Yep.
And I got to be in my house.
Yep.
We can't be here looking at each other. And we got to do it that way.
Yeah. You say it like it's a bad thing, but...
So, it's a pain to not have the proper equipment for it. So, we have this goal for it. So, if we get enough money, we reach the goal, and then we'll be able to afford the equipment. So, as of a previous show, I said, okay, we're $2 away from this goal, which is really neat, and we'll be able to get the equipment. And then we met the goal, except Patreon doesn't count it as having been met. So, the goal was for $48 a month. We've hit 48 out of $48 a month. But Patreon says, you have not met this goal yet. So, as far as Patreon's concerned, we have not met the goal. So, if anyone wants to pledge an extra dollar so we can meet the goal, because Patreon's weird, I don't get it, but that would be fantastic. Or if you want to get a friend to do it, Awesome. Then we can officially have the goal met and can buy the equipment and so forth. We also have the episode guide where you can go and check out what new episodes are going to be, when they're going to come out, guests, topics, wargamingrecon.com/episode guide. New episode is coming out before you realize it. We're going to be talking about all sorts of interesting things. And that's in March. We're actually going to be doing, you know, I don't know what we're going to be doing. What are we going to be doing, Adrian?
In March?
Yeah. Well, the episode comes out in March. We record it before then. We're doing the Wargamers Terrain. That's coming
up soon. Right, Wargamers Terrain. That's what we're going to talk about, yeah.
That's coming up soon. Yeah. We're doing Havoc, potentially.
Yep.
It comes out soon. Yeah, a lot of fun things, so that should be really nice. And get the show notes for this episode. Wargamingrecon.com/WR178. For me, this year is kind of a mixed bag, just because I'm a curmudgeon. But I think there's a lot of really good here, a lot of potential. And I think if they choose to stay here at the Best Western Royal Plaza in Marlboro, if the hotel does what it needs to fix some of these problems, I think it could actually work out really well for a long time. And Total Clone used to be out in this area way back in the day, too. So,
yeah,
kind of going back home.
Long, long time ago.
Yeah. But they've been around for, what is this, 31 years?
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Well, that's our episode, I believe.
I don't have anything else to talk about.
You never do, because you don't want to talk about yourself or things. Unless they happen to come from a pretty girl sitting near you who has the right questions for you.
Exactly. I don't hate all people.
No, just me. That's okay. So I want to thank everyone for listening to this episode of Wargaming Recon. You can be sure to catch new episodes every other week at wargamingrecon.com. We have the YouTube channel. You can find us on Facebook. There's links in the show notes. Want to thank Mr. Mike Kafis for doing his work to make sure that we sound nice. Josh Shoebridge is going to do the show notes, and he'll do all that audio editing. Thank you, Adrian, for being on this episode.
Yep, thanks for having me again. It's always fun.
We got to have you on more often. I don't know why we don't. Why don't you come on more often?
We don't like each other as much as it appears.
Yeah, we pretend. It's fake. We're just not authentic is what it is.
Actually, it's more of a scheduling problem.
It is. For the most part. I mean, I got a two-year-old, so every other Saturday is when I'm free.
Yeah.
And you have a life.
Sure.
Well, you guys know the deal. No matter how busy you are, no matter how much time you're spending at a gaming convention, you know you have to, you need to, keep on gaming.
Are you always on the go? Why not take Wargaming Recon with you? If you use an app like Pocket Cast, you can listen to your favorite episodes of Wargaming Recon and all of the other podcasts that you know and love. Or you can always stream and download the latest episode of Wargaming Recon by heading on over to the show notes for that episode. Wargaming Recon is a proud member of the TSR Podcast Network. Visit wargamingrecon.com/TSRPN for more information and to learn about the other great shows on the network.
This recording is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 license. Look for Wargaming Recon online at www.wargamingforums.com. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, and Stitcher Radio. You can learn more about this episode by reading the show notes on our blog. Many thanks to Andrew and Court for inspiring the show's name. Thank you for listening, and keep on gaming.
Wargaming Recon is dedicated to the memory of longtime listener Andrew, who helped give the show its name. I ask all listeners to join me in a moment of silence in memory of Andrew. Wargaming Recon is made possible by listeners like you. Become a Patreon backer to get behind-the-scenes content and new episodes before everyone else, starting at $1 per month. Visit WargamingRecon.com/Patreon to become a Patreon backer. Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by the Maine Historical Wargamers Association. They're the folks behind Huzzah! Historical Wargaming for New England. Huzzah will take place May 19th through the 21st, 2017 at the Doubletree in South Portland, Maine. Experience some of the best historical wargaming at Huzzah! Visit
www.huzzahcon.com for more information.